Could I just ask before you go on, in terms of the challenge of using pediatric-like regimens as people get older, how much of the issue is the asparaginase and how much is other?
That's a big part of it. I think I get real nervous around 40 and up using pegaspargase, and we've definitely had some really bad outcomes with that. So I think that's a huge part of it. Another part is just pediatricians, they stay on protocol. They do not delay. They do not deviate. If something's to be given on day eight, they give it on day eight. We adults, it's like, oh, well, maybe we'll let your counts recover a little bit better, or maybe your LFTs are a little high, and we deviate. And so I think that has something to do with it too. But I think the pegaspargase is not something you can give to people much more than 40.
What do you do to try to mitigate the issues with asparaginase preparations?
I mean, we aggressively check amylase, lipase levels. We aggressively screen for DIC. We aggressively replete, when fibrinogen levels get low, we give cryoprecipitate. We manage the coags very aggressively. So close monitoring to do your best to head things off.
So this patient gets the 104/3 regimen, and then what happens?
So this patient, after a month, goes into a morphologic remission. But again, as we've learned from the pediatricians, probably one of the most, if not the most important factor for outcomes is minimal residual disease. And this patient had MRD positivity. And so the way we typically approach this is if you achieve MRD negativity, then you stay on the 104/3 protocol and you finish that off. And that's a potentially curative therapy, hopefully a curative therapy for those patients. If you do not achieve MRD negativity, then we think that there's no way to cure you without a transplant. So historically, we would have just moved into a transplant with a patient with MRD, but now we have this FDA-approved tool to mop up MRD to hopefully get a patient to a transplant with the best chance of a good outcome. And that tool is blinatumomab. And based on a recent blood paper showing that this was an effective way to eradicate MRD, we administer blinatumomab until the patient is MRD negative. And hopefully that happens. And then the patient is able to proceed to the transplant with the best possible chance of success.
And what happened with this man?
So this patient is very early in the transplant process, I think within 6 months, and we're managing all the usual GVH type things, and he's doing very well.